I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Middle East Council of Churches says aside from threatening the stability of the region, the fighting in Lebanon could stymie ministries launched by churches and others. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says their team is proceeding cautiously.
We have had staff members who have visited Lebanon, have visited with Christians there. We are doing printing projects in Arabic that go out across the Middle East. I don't think I should get more specific than that. Pray for the Christians who are there, pray for their safety and protection, and pray that they will be a witness during this time.
Next, HCJB World Radio has a four-person team on the ground at the site of Central Ecuador's erupting Mount Tunguragua. They distributed relief supplies, medical help, and spiritual encouragement to those affected by the volcano that began spewing lava and toxic gases on Friday, July 14th. The volcanic eruption forced the evacuation of over 5,000 people with a chimney of ash and a series of explosions. The team is still assessing the need to return with a mobile medical clinic. And Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says that they're facing a shortage of seminary-specific books.
It was brought to a point yesterday. We had a missionary from India in with friends to shop our library. Their main focus was for seminary books. We are limiting that to 8 volumes per visit because the shortage is just so great.
Palmerton is urging people to send them old seminary helps. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Congratulations to KDAZ listener Frank Haley of Albuquerque, New Mexico. He was the winner of the MNN 15th anniversary trip to the Leningrad region of Russia September 28th. You can join us. Sign up at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.